So there's a TikTok video from a incarcerated person who answered questions about what life was like behind bars. There are TikTok videos that get millions of views by showing different people's courtroom reaction as they're being sentenced for prison. And then there's a TikTok video from people actually inside prison right now. Hashtag prison talk can be a force for good. Rather, it's shining the light on the inhumane conditions of those inmates, or just simply engaging the curious public curiosity with the reality of the criminal justice system. But recently, it's been receiving more darker attention following a story from Idaho Statesman's newspaper that was published Friday about a local incarcerated person new TikTok account. Her name is Myra Velif, and I think I'm saying it right. She's 43. She went viral on the platform when she appeared in a video asking, random people to write her at the South Idaho Correctional Institution near Bozeman. Velith was actually convicted in 2019 of raping two teenage boys, enticing children over the internet, and distributing a controlled substance to a minor. She raped a 14-year-old boy back in 2018 while out on bond for having sexual abuse, a 15-year-old boy, and raping a 17-year-old boy the year before. The charges related to the 15-year-old were dropped as part of a guilty plea deal. The prison records show that she won't be eligible for parole until 2028. But people in prison don't have standard access to the internet, but using a for-profit communication platforms they call JPEG. And with the JPEG, Benlith was able to send video messages to someone on the outside, a family member or friend, who then took that video and posted the clips to a TikTok account on her behalf and in her name. That's where one of the video blew up and received more than 3 million views. The Velith account soon had made more than 33,000 followers and has since been shut down. Now, a TikTok spokesperson told BuzzFeed News that the account was removed for violating community guidelines, which state, "We do not allow users who have convicted of crimes against children to have an account on our platform." Right. Velith's video was subsequently stitched by people who were shocked and baffled that an incarcerated person could appear in a TikTok video, or disgusted that a convicted sex offender could go viral. Writing to the Idaho Statesman via paid email sent through JPEG, Velith said that the videos were just an attempt for her to get new pen pals in order to pass the time while she's behind bars. She declined to say who had helped her set up the account. She said that she made a big mistake in the past, but that doesn't define who she is. She said that she learned and have grown a lot in the last 5 years. She is taking responsibility for what she's done. The past doesn't define her, and she has started a new chapter of her life. Now, it was somewhat unique for Van Lid to have an account set up for her while she was incarcerated, but it's not uncommon for videos to be shared on TikTok featuring incarcerated people who are asking for pen pals. In fact, there are multiple accounts that are dedicated to sharing JPEG videos from people in prison, essentially serving as the 2022 social media versions of websites that have been around much longer. Now, this is a page strictly to post content regarding men behind bars who need love. Read the description for our account under at inmates need love. You heard me right. So JPEG has been around since 2001. That's according to the website. And charges both people in prison and their loved ones in order to communicate with one another. And by using a prisoner's ID number, people can send money or they can email them while incarcerated. People can share short videos, video games through JPEG kiosks located inside the jails. People in prison can even purchase JPEG tablets that it don't offer like full internet access, but they can pay to download games or music onto those tablets. The fees varies, but at the South Idaho Correctional Institution, it costs two stamps to send or receive a video like the one Fenlit sent. With five stamps available for purchase for $2, that may not sound like much, but remember, we're talking about people that are incarcerated. So even incarcerated people who are able to work while behind bars are paid very little. So Jess Croson, who served 19 years for robbery and shooting two people, and now answers questions about prison life on his TikTok account at second underscore chancers, has rallied against JPEG in multiple videos. And one video entitled Prison Profiteering, Croson said he and his family each spent more than $20 a month on JPEG email stamps, a huge fraction of the $54 per month he was earning in his prison job. His middle class family could help support him, but not everyone is so lucky. Now, the problem is someone is profiting off of every phone call, every email, and every bar of soap sold, and that is disproportionately affecting those who have the least. That's what they're saying. Now, JPEG are just a small piece of the multi-million, not million, billion-dollar prison industrial complex in this country. In a statement to BizFed News, again, a spokesperson for Avita Technologies, the parent company of JPEG, defended his tablets as being absolutely fundamental to keeping incarcerated people connected with families and actually empowering rehabilitative justice every time they access free educational materials and re-entering content. The spokesperson also added, let's be clear. The incarcerated cannot use TikTok, let alone access the internet or reach social media channels. While we work with the Department of Corrections to monitor secure messages, JPEG does not own the content sent and received. Obviously, family and friends who receive content may on occasion post content from an incarcerated loved one onto social media channels. The incarcerated individual has no access to that post on social media, nor can they be contacted through social media. The DOC has sole discretion to enact disciplinary actions or suspend customer usage if they feel communication services are being abused. Now, when we go back to Van Liz, Van Liz told the Statesman that she received more than 500 new contacts since her videos blew up. But Idaho Department of Corrections spokesperson Jeff Ray told the newspaper that people should think twice about becoming a prison pen pal. While many pen pal type relationships are well intended, that is true. People who choose to engage in them, including those who are incarcerated, should be wary. I had so many emotions and feelings when I saw this newsfeed. Look, there are a lot of lonely people in prison. There are a lot of lonely people that's out of prison. And I know that some people are in prison because they're criminals. They are mastermind criminals. This person, Van Lith, went to jail, was released, and still choose to rape and insult two other underage boys while she was still facing charges on one situation. One charge was dropped because she made a plea deal. And you want me to believe that just because you sat behind a prison wall and you're able to communicate, you're able to request pen pals, you're able to do get you a little itch, because that's what it seems like to me, that you've paid. How do you know that these kids will ever be the same? How do you know that they are able to move forward? How do you know you haven't messed them up emotionally and they're so emotionally damaged that they don't even understand what love is and what intimacy is and how it's supposed to feel? They may not even be able to relate to people their own age because of you. So to be able to do this type of thing while you're in prison disgusts me. Now, there's been a lot of blue blood that's been going on about R. Kelly, and I've said it on previous people posts. Fuck R. Kelly. Anybody that wants to support and buy R. Kelly music and listen to their music, don't do it around me. If you come to my house and you're listening, cut that motherfucking shit off. Now, whatever you do on your in your house, in your space, you do that shit. It's not welcome here. Now, I can't tell people how to feel because people may still feel that R. Kelly didn't do it. That's your right. But R. Kelly's lawyer didn't ask for leniency because he was not guilty. He asked for leniency because of his deficiency, his learning deficiency, his childhood trauma, and the pain that he had went through, and poverty. That's what they asked for leniency for. Do we hold some of the parents accountable? You fucking right that I'm going to look at these parents and say, where were you when all of this shit was going on? How dare you allow your kids to be around this type of person? But let's be all the way 100. Unless you're with your kids 365 days of the week, I mean of the year, look at me at the week, every hour, every minute on the minute, every second on the second, you don't know what your children are doing. And you don't know what the fuck they're telling you. You just would like to hope and pray that they're doing the most responsible thing and that they're listening to you and that they're not putting themselves in danger behind a pedophile. And you are not trying to profit off of your kids by allowing them around this pedophile and this sickening ass people. Now, there are people in our family, people in our friends that have violated and hurted people, and no one has been held accountable for it. Nobody has ever dealt with it, but you can look at that family member and call them crazy. You can look at that family member and say, I don't know what happened to them. You can look at that family member, you can crucify them. Now, do I think that this JPay communication is a good idea? I do. Because there are many people that are in jail that actually did make a mistake. And I think that they possibly could change and be better people when they're released. But there are many of them that are in jail that I think that there's no help for them. I don't think that rehabilitation will ever work for them. There are some cold-hearted, callous criminals that will kill their mama, their grandmother, their kids, whomever that's in their way. And those are people that should not be around other decent, abiding people. I said what I said. And we can argue that there are people that's walking around us that's free that are the biggest criminals. Yeah, they are. And I pray that I never come in contact with them and they bring harm to me or my children. But that's the reality of what is going on, because in truth, you don't know who you know. And everybody that we think we know, we don't really know them. But I do think that the way this JPAD system is set up, I do think that they are profiting off of the poorest people and that they are taking advantage of it. And that's why prisons will continue to grow. And that's why there'll be so many people in jail for crimes they didn't commit. That will be the reason why so many people will be over sentenced, for the white people to continue to make money, to continue to profit off of this billion-dollar industry, because that's what it is. It will continue. It will not stop. But I just don't think that a person like Van Lith, anybody like her, that have raped children, that have enticed children, that have humiliated and traumatized men and women, I don't think they should have access to the outside world of communication where they're able to send videos. If they want a visitor, a family member to come visit them, fine, do that. But for you to be able to write and send videos out there to people, I don't agree with that. Not for those type of people. And I know, you've been a hard ass. No, I'm not. You tell it to her victims. Tell it to her victim. Tell it to our victims. And who knows if it's more, but no one has said anything to her. No one has came out and said, well, I was a victim of hers too. How do we know this? It was disgusting and it baffles me. And to the parents who allow their kids to be on TikTok, underage kids, you're going to have to watch your children, because they got men and women out here that's listening. They got men and women out here that got people in their corner that's recruiting. And at the end of the day, when these people commit these crimes against your children, you got regular old people that sit back and they find a way to blame the parent, or they find a way to justify somebody else's behavior. They don't believe, there are many of them that do not believe in holding that predator accountable. Because to hold them accountable, you hold them fully accountable. There's no but in, but they mama or this. No, if they did it, they should be held accountable. Also, his flunkies and her flunkies and her family members or whomever that aided in it. There's no but when we're talking about somebody else taking accountability for what they've done. There's a also. There's a therefore. There's a should be. There's a as well. I believe in those words, even if I'm not saying it right. I believe in them. And I think that applies to situations when you're wanting people to take accountability as well as others that played a part in it. We have to protect ourselves. We have to protect our children. We have to do that. Nobody else is going to do that for us. So watch your kids on these social media platforms. Watch your kids when they're going around friends and family members. Pay attention to their attitude, their demeanor, their spirit. Pay attention to their moods. Pay attention to them. Ask questions. Sometimes you might have to make them uncomfortable. Sometimes they may make you uncomfortable. But we have to ask. We need to know. That's my time. Remember, don't let anyone else, thoughts and opinion, dictate who and what you are. Remember to continue to push to be better every day than what you were the day before. When you go low, I'm gonna go low with you. I'm not Michelle Obama. I got like, look, I'm gonna have to be honest with you. I'm just not built like her. But stay true to you. Love yourself. Let your family and friends know that you love them and you're here for them. Protect your kids. Look out for them.